So this will be the start of our walk along the banks of the canal. Don't set off yet. In a couple of minutes, we'll come to a busy road. So if this is still playing when you reach that point, let this finish before you cross. You might see some ducks down there, and depending on the time of year, some conkers on the ground. You should begin to see some birds as well, as we begin to get a sense of two worlds sitting side by side. The habitat of the canal, the birds, the reeds, the rushes, the trees, and the sounds of the busy road ahead. Come on, let's start walking. Remember that man I saw in the window at the cemetery, Robert Whitworth? It was he that drew the lines on a map that made this water appear where it is. Though his plan was for the original project that was turned down and disappointed Henry's father so much, it was the plan that ended up being largely used, especially at this end of the canal.
Of all the arts, the design of a canal, of its route through a landscape, the way that it faces down and dances with Mother Nature herself, is surely the most exciting yet to be offered to man. We have our own styles, they say. Those of us lucky enough to leave our mark in such a way. Mr. Brindley, the engineer that started it all, is of course known for his meandering. And you wonder if such a design is connected to a personality, if a more arrogant or less patient man would demand the earth move aside, like Moses parting the Red Sea, embankments here and cuttings there, running arrow straight across the land, rather than snaking around hillsides to keep the water on one level for as long as possible. It was William Jessop who engaged me to do this work, a true canal pioneer, so much in demand following his astounding work for the Grand Canal of Ireland, the aqueduct across the River Liffey, the embankment driving through the Great Bog of Allen. And he told me there are times when he draws a line across a map that he can almost hear the strain and the effort, the men and the horses, the digging and the blasting and the shouting and the cursing as his pencil leaves its mark. I imagine there was some disappointment in Oakham when Jessop delegated the work to me. But I have something of Mr. Brindley's persuasion, ready to be led by the contours before me. Longer journeys, fewer locks, more villages to be passed through. Less dramatic, perhaps, but also less costly in the end. And a canal is ultimately a means to make money. And yet, the irony is that having set it down on a map and imagined it in the mind's eye, it can never be seen in reality as God would see it, looking down onto his creation. Can you imagine? The strange power of being able to fill men's minds with wonder at what I pronounce to be practicable, and yet never being able to observe the true results.
That's the last we'll hear from Robert Whitworth. But perhaps his presence, more than anyone's, can be seen in this canal, in the very path you are walking now. He went on to become one of the leading canal engineers of his generation, working on scheme after scheme, his sons joining him in his work. You'll probably be waiting to cross the road by now and need to head for that milepost in front of you. Have a look at that information panel, and when you've done that, go to the next track.